This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. We come this morning to you, Jesus, to come and receive mercies once again, Lord. We ask that you show us great mercy, Lord. You have mercy upon us, Lord. This short time of exhortation and admonition, I ask that you will come and help us greatly, Lord. Save our heart, O God, from every other loves, Lord. Redirect us, O God. Let you be our vision, our passion, Lord. Be the dream of our heart, Lord. Honor you, Father. Give glory to you, Son of God. Honor to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. A big amen. Hallelujah. I'm trusting heaven for so much help. As I've said, MSI came as a result of prophecies. So when things begin to come like that prophecy, you don't just follow your hand. I have to go to the Lord in prayer. I said, God, why are you speaking? I know prophecy is for edification. Prophecy is for encouragement and for comfort. But I know that beyond that, a wise man must also war with prophecy. In seeking faith of the Lord, the Lord told me that there is a lot of gap between the word of the Lord coming to us and appropriating it. And that people are not well prepared. This generation, social media, many things have taken and distraction. Some of us started reading extensively about marriage, about parenting, as early as our university days. When some burden began to come into the heart, some labor started coming in. Labor of reading extensively and reading wide, not just limited reading. Reading wide, developing things that need to be developed. The place of faith in the heart, the place of appropriating grace. Without faith, you can't access grace. And without faith, you can't access peace. Even peace on the matter. Some of us, we are so agitated. You see a 21-year, 20 years, 18 years lady now. You see different things on TikTok. 18 years girl say he's already living with a man. He said because he wants to marry. That since he's going to end up getting married and spending his lifetime. Because people have seen different scenarios. They felt that the earlier you lock yourself in. 18, 19, 20 girls now. They see some auntie that married late. And so fear is governing men now. So you can see this. It's so thick in the atmosphere. It's very evident in our churches. When I say our churches, our body of Christ. In fact, you see people telling parents, if your daughter is in university, someone comes for marriage, don't say it's not ready. Just marry her. Which I'm not against. I'm not against marrying at 18, 19, 20. I'm not against it. It's okay. But you know that what is a marriage, 18 years old person cannot undo it. It's glaring. 18 years old person can't handle it. I've never known that, but it was last week I discovered that at 23, brain is still growing. Yes. I didn't know. It was by a psychologist and a neuro surgeon that said, at 23, brain is still growing. Because brain is still growing and still developing, any action is taken will likely take wrong action. Because brain is still undergoing development. Brain don't stop growing at 18, at 16. And the challenge of it is that brain also have body hormones. Hormones is secreting things. Also in the brain and also different kind of good chemical to balance off the brain with hormones in the body So you see people at that age of puberty, 16, 17, 18, 14, a lot of things happening today that they don't understand. And the brain is not capacitated to be able to process those things. To process those things. Because the brain is still under development. The body hormones is reacting. Brain also has its own chemistry and it's growing. It's secreting many things. In my own evaluation, where it's good for marriage to be conveyed early, because especially for ladies, and this is only happening in this generation. I know that in just our parents, because firstly, they have virtue and they have value. They have virtue to our parents. Our parents, some of them marry as early as 20. I'm talking about men, 22, 25. Because they have virtue, they have value that have not been eroded because of the degree of the reign of sin and death. Sin and death have eroded things and cracked things down. Men are more weak now. Men are more weak now. We are weaker. We are not strong the way our parents are strong, even body-wise. In those days, I remember when you see primary five, primary six people playing football. If you see the way they are tall, if you see their leg and how tall they are, now you see primary five. In those days, you only call them brother. You are in primary two. They have stamina, but now that's not what it is. So you see that frame, the body structure, the frame, that if they marry at 18, 20, they have a frame for it. They were built. They are built with hard work. They are built to endure hardness. Even the body frame. But we don't look at that body structure now. They were not built for it. They were not designed for it. So even the body frame. So you could see some of our parents, they could marry at 21, 22. Women can marry at the age of 18, 16 those days. Our mothers, some of them 16, 18. They marry a man that's 20. Because their body was built for it. Their mind, their culture, there were values that were in place. You know, when you are getting married, it's not the brain of a child that is still throwing tantrum. Yeah. You can see now, even 27 now, they still throw tantrum. They throw tantrum to their wife. Because his wife said what he does not like, he will not come home. He waits until before 2 a.m. before he comes home. You can see that's tantrum. Everything is not just in shape. But fear of what they have seen with big auntie, a lot of diseases that are coming out, an issue, a lady has to do with fibro, issue of infertility, generally a lot of fear, and media is directing the narratives. They are shaping the culture. They are shaping the mindset. So my thought is that I'm going to be sharing a scriptural views and God's instance on marriage matter. So everything I'm going to be talking about is based on scripture. And everything I've been talking about is based on God's stance. It's not on worldly stance. Where I'm taking my thought from is two scripture, Luke 20, 27 and Matthew chapter 22. These are the two scriptures I'm basing these thoughts on. So I'm speaking on scriptural views and God's stance on marriage matters. Why do I say scriptural view? Scriptural view, because Jesus said it clearly in the scripture that in John 10, 34 to 35. If you want to go, let's read together. The scripture cannot be broken. So this is why it's scriptural view. Because scriptures cannot be broken. And why is scripture cannot be broken? That it must be scriptural views that hold on marriage matters. And how we covenant marriage, how we engage marriage, how we engage everything about marriage process, marriage everything. Because scriptures cannot be broken. It means that scripture cannot be blended. When you look at Jesus as Christian, Jesus lived his life purely on scripture. You hear him, as scripture have said. They repeated again many times, as scripture have said. As scripture have said. or that it might be fulfilled according to that which is written in the scripture. So, scripture's view is God's stance on marriage matters. So, marriage is not defined by generational perception. Marriage matters are not to be shaped by worldview. Marriage matters are not to be determined by our society and environment and cultural changing value. Because we know that this thing changes. So it shows that throughout your lifetime that you have been here, you will have seen things change. If our Bible says, the fashion of this world, they pass away. Fashion of the world, they keep changing. Because you will see the scripture that I'm taking this thing from, these parts, this team from, just I call it the children of this world, what they do. And you will think that Joker is against marriage. But he called it the children of this world, they marry, and I give it to marriage. But it should not be so concerning you. So you see that Joker is against marriage. So you must understand why he called the children of this world. Try to define the concept and the world that the children of this world use in marriage. So here, you see in 1 Corinthians 7:31, they that use this world, that means to use this world means you use this world perspective, we use this world's value system, this world concept, this world's idea, this world principles. Sometimes you may not be using it, but you lean on it. Sometimes you say you're not in the world, but you lean. You use this world lenses. It's the lens of this world. And lens of this world, and everything about this world, the culture of this world, it breaks my heart that some are even wrestle with men of God and leaders in the church world. Because people will not agree with you. When you try to hold on to scripture's view, they feel that you are not considerate. Neither are you adapting. You are not adapting to reality of the time. You're supposed to bring scripture to be adaptable to the reality of the time. Because those days, our parents did not have fibro. They didn't have this. So because some things has come, we fear that those view and God's stand should be eliminated and we should bring in new ideas, which the Romans 32 call children of Israel. He said, for they have brought on new gods that their father do not know. There are some gods that our father does not know. See, now, if you are saying they just open their mouths, they will be lost. And their own father, the thing that happened in their days, that if their own fathers, that are Christian fathers, that are spiritual parents, when they say, no, it's not like that in our days. But that is not how it should be. So there is scriptural views, and there's God's stance on marriage matters. And Bible says, scripture cannot be broken. Scripture must be fulfilled. Why? Scripture cannot be broken. It's because of Daniel 10:20. We must know the texture of scripture. Why is scripture cannot be broken? We must know what is scripture and what constitutes scripture. Let's read together. I want to go, everybody. So we can see that scripture are notes of truth. Scriptures are not notes of facts. Why scriptural views are God's stance? Because they are notes of truth. Their intelligence of truth. So they are not man's idea. So scriptures are truth. And truth are not fat. Yes. Are there more pressing contradictory reality that is befalling our younger generation, both on their body, everything about them, that we commandeer for us to take and make, to change things? And those are facts. They are called fact checks. We can list fact checks and keep ticking them. They are fact checks. Yes, these are facts. Is this generation more sexualized than our parents? Yes, fact. Check it. Paul will say, because of sexual immorality, let every man marry or have his wife. But you have to know that what Apostle Paul prescribed there is not primarily the solution. Because you can marry your wife, but you'll not always be with your wife. Things can happen. It can help in some matter, but there's some matter. There's some issue that will come that we won't be able to help you. Fornication and adultery will still be possible. It does not. So if we did not really, really address things with the truth, because truth is unchanging. In the beginning, God did not put marriage. Marriage was not a recommendation to take off sexual immorality. There was no sexual immorality why God brought marriage to Adam. So the primary purpose why marriage was constituted is not because of sexual immorality. So we as a pastor, why it is not a sin to encourage everybody that so that our church, we will not go to our brother coming to church and they have sleeping with each other. They live on the same house and come to church so that so we can eliminate it. That can be a solution we can provide so that they will not go to have uncleanness in the church. But does that really, really, really deal with the issue? And is that the scriptural view and God's stance for constituting marriage idea? So we can see that there are some things that are allowed, but they are not God's instance on marriage matter. And they are not scriptural view-based, but they allow. Just that God allowed the law for a time to run. God knew that law cannot deal with sin. The coming of law multiplied the strength of sin and death. But God allowed it. If God allowed the law as a schoolmaster before grace and faith will come. There are some things that are going to be allowed, but they are not instances of truth. So one thing we must know that scriptures are truth. They are noted in truth. And if we know that it's scriptural view that God stands, then we must clearly know that truth and holding on to truth is only where we can get freedom. Truth view, scriptural view, are God's stance on marriage matters. I've established, and why is truth? Because truth are not facts. Yes, there are facts that these generations are facing. Just like in the day of Paul, there were facts. One of the facts in the day of Paul was that it was in the Corinthians, he saw that there were fornication. Because Gentile, one of the problems of Gentile churches were issue of fornication and idolatry. Which was not a problem to a Jew. Those guys came broadly and told the Jewish people. Because the audience of Jesus, also on marriage matter, when the disciple came to him, when should we give letter of divorcement or putting away or separation? Those guys said, Moses, it was Moses that gave that permission. Moses gave it to you. And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart. So that is not the stance of scripture. Yes, and that is not the stance of God. But mostly because of the hardness of your heart, suffer you to put away. So suffer me, he allows it. But from the beginning, it was not so. So we know what was the beginning was scriptural view and God's stance. Because God in the beginning. The beginning, God. So the beginning has his stance. Because if there are people that are passionate about closing the hedge, thank of our parents according to what they have done well for themselves. According to God's plan and purposes, they have done well. Our generation have a serious purpose hanging on our head. God wants to stop the reign of sin and brought for the reign of life. And we cannot do marriage. We cannot hold on to opinion and grant that previous generation hold on to and close the hedge. Because you will see that marriage in the beginning and God has asked what God is driving at. God designed it to achieve his own ordained future. God has a future that he wanted to use marriage for. And that must be what we have to go with. So we see, can see that truth is important. Truth is not fat. None of us should argue with facts that we are being plagued with in our generation. We can't argue with it. When people sit you down as a pastor and they are telling you, this is what I'm dealing with. Somebody can tell you, we have had issues where a male person, one of his testes is gone. It's only one. Because of problem in childbirth. And when such a thing brings to your table as a pastor, you might want to quickly encourage marriage. And doctor prescribing that must be taken fast because of problem, they have to operate and take one of the testicles, and it's only one. And that one, they are also giving condition. Just like what I've said in the past, marriageable single, that you don't use new car to learn driving. You will know how to drive, but I hope that before you know how to drive, you know how to kiss somebody. Or yourself, you are ready and protected if you have not lost your life. That's why we don't use marriage institution as a place of test running. We must have used our single year willfully to have gathered things that are necessary. That would be a campaign of 2 years ago, which was on wholesomeness. It's not in marriage you start learning things that could have damaged you with yourself. It will damage your partner. You can even end up damaging those children that you came into that institution. And you see that this thing could have been avoided if there had been adequate preparation in the season before marriage. 2, 3, 4 years have been dedicated to looking into matters. I know it's not perfection. It's that things should have been gained. Things should have gained some level of masteries. So that you don't damage and suffer unnecessary loss. That it will take years to repair. Even some of them, you just leave them to God. Go, God, and do this thing. And there's nothing we can do. You tidy up the mess and leave the thing. That God will come and show. It's only God. And those things could have been avoided. If there had been wisdom, which are profitable to direct. So we can see, we have established beyond every reasonable doubt that scriptural view is key. God said, don't bring Bible here, don't bring Bible here. I'm not bringing Bible here. I'm just talking about scriptural views, which are God's stance. People tell me, oh, pastor, let's face reality. So, facts are not God's reality. God is reality. So truth is reality. And God is called in Deuteronomy chapter 32. They say God is the God of truth. In John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 and 22, they said the truth is in Jesus. In Gospel of John, chapter 1, they said, Jesus is full of grace and truth. So we can see that. You can't find truth. Jesus, in the John, chapter 16, said, the word cannot receive the spirit of truth. But it's in you. It shall dwell in you and be in you forever. And the spirit of truth will guide your decision makings. The spirit of truth will guide your choices. The spirit of truth will guide your views. The spirit of truth will guide your choices, your conclusion, your perceptions. What the world cannot receive, that spirit of truth is in you. It will dwell in you. It shall be in you forever. It will abide, but the world cannot receive it. So you can see that truth is not the same with what the world can allow, which are facts. So what you find in the world are facts, and they are fact checked. But what you find in God are truths. If you are a wise man, if you are a wise soul,
you should take God's truths, which is God's stance, which are truth-based. You should use it to run your life. Because, you know, it never fails. It remains. It never fails. It never fails. Truth never fails. In fact, you will find that in 1 John chapter 5, they said the way we should love, they say that Jesus is the Son of the Father in truth and in love. Yes, so you cannot love without truth. If anybody says, I love you, and he has not used truth as a frame for his soul, he has not leaned on the staff of truth, knowing that nothing should hold me except truth. He has not leaned on the staff of truth to be able to hold him so that he will not fall. You are sure that the person is still using fat, and it's reality that fat will keep changing. And you are living in a constant changing world. So you will never know establishment. Your marriage will not be established because it's run by fat. Your children will not be established. Your life will never be established. Because it is not governed and regulated and cultured by the spirit of truth or stance of truth, especially on the issue of marriage. So I've established that the world cannot receive truth, and they cannot receive the spirit of truth. So we're able to understand this scripture. So we can now understand what Jochai was saying here in Luke 20:27. So you can see here, this issue, they wanted to bring fat to flood Jesus. That's the intention of this thing. The intention is to come and flood Jesus. Jesus, you don't join the Pharisee people too. Then we'll flog you. We'll flog you and flog you. So that's why they came. But unknown to them, you see, Jochai has a terrible wisdom. Because you will see, Jochai began to say some things that he brought many issues into it. So what they wanted to flood is the hope. They wanted to for hope, because resurrection is the hope of every believer. It's the hope that we have in God. Paul said it in 1 Corinthians 15. If in this war, because this war has hope, that's why we haven't said the truth of this war, they marry. That means they have realized their hope already. God was supposed to know, when they marry, everything they feel that they can become and they are going to be, they feel that this is all. And they feel that marriage will give it to them. And that marriage totally will drive it. So what they were going about was they wanted to attack a resurrection. Where to level, they said they believe in marriage, but they wanted to attack resurrection. And they don't know that the God that authored resurrection is also the one that authored marriage. And that's the idea about both of them. And that one connect another. They are not disjointed. So, want to be listening together? And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die, having a wife, he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There we are therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife and died without children, and the second took her to wife, and he died childless, and the third took her, and in like manner the seven also. And they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had had her to wife. Answer unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they that shall be accounted worthy to obtain that war. They that are come to account to obtain that war, and resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being children of resurrection. So when you look at this, you see that Jesus said, people are going to partake of that war. There's this war. They say this war. But they're those who are supposed to obtain that war and resurrection of the dead. He said, they never marry and are given to marriage. So I've taken time to build initial thought to talk about the word idea that is not based on truth. So it's glaring that the children of the world, when they are making decision of marriage, they are making decision of marriage not on truths of God. They are not making decision based on scriptures. So look at how he rendered it this way. That which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that war. A lot of say that war. So he showed that there is this war, children of this war, and that war. So he showed that there are two wars. There are those that are operating in this war, and there's those who are operating in that war. So that war is governed by another reality. That war is the war that is governed and shaped by the scripture and the truth. But this war is not like that war. What they call that war? They call them the children of God. In this look, so we're able to know what truth, that war, what it does. Matthew 28 to 29. So when Jacob wanted to answer this question, you know that Luke was not with Jesus. Luke read account of those who walked with Jesus physically. But Matthew was a tax collector and was with Jesus. So Matthew, this incident happened in the face of Matthew. In the book of Luke, Jacob said that the children of this war, they marry and agree to marriage. But Jacob didn't die like that. So Matthew pushed some things that we should see. So Matthew showed that there is an error somewhere. And that is what you should be careful in matter of marriage. Because every man can hear and they hear in their hearts. Hey, me, error. We call carry error. You find that in the book of Psalm 19. The last three verses of Psalm 19. Error are secrets. Sometimes they are hid from you. They are faults, faulty judgment. They are error inside. So we call it errors. It's errors. Cleanse me from secret faults. Then verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuousness. So errors are secret faults which are presumptuous sin, not intentional sin. So you can see that errors and secret faults are in every man. And every man have this one in them. So you can see that every man has error on working his heart, in his mind. And every man has secret faults. And so he put those things together. He called them presumptuous sin. You just presume. Ask everybody, what are the things you should look for in a woman when you want to marry? Someone that does not understand scripture of truth, we prescribe. Somebody that does not know God's stance, we prescribe it. So he called errors, which he called secret fault. Secret means they are hid. And everyone that is secret, nobody knows it. And now eventually he summed up these two things as presumptuous sins. You not say, let them not have dominion over me. It's not that it's secret. You may not even know about it. An error that you don't know. It's a presumption. And why? Because truth has not been ingrained. And what? Or you have not submitted yourself to the truth of the scripture. Because scripture is called the scripture. Things that are noted in the scripture of truth. To guide. Let them not have dominion over me. Then, he said, when that thing happened to me, then shall I be upright. Say upright. That means, until these three things have been taken care of, I'm not upright. So one of the things that God boasted about Job was about his uprightness. Because without uprightness, you can't ensure evil. You don't know how to run away from evil. Because what God sees as evil is secret thought, secret fault. It's the fault. Nobody wants to drive a 40 car. It's a lady. Lady don't want to use 40 stiletto shoe. Imagine this one is higher than one. And one is 3.2 inches. The other one is 1.5 inches. And they gave it to you 40 stiletto shoe. You are sure that your knee, you can't even try it. So if we will not use 40 stiletto shoe as a lady, how do we want to use 40 mindsets, 40 value system, 40 process. We would like to go marriage and we have 40 top process of marriage. And we want to generate God results in it. We want the marriage to bring us to the future God has in mind. And these are things that men are supposed to be doing in the season of marriage. Whenever they say that desire for marriage starts coming, these are 8 things they're supposed to be looking for to make sure they are corrected. That you correct errors. That you correct secret thoughts, which is summed up as presumption sin that can have dominion. It can reign over you. That what you are going to generate after half of the old thing will be 40. You can have 40 foundation, 40 thought, 40 value system, 40 worldview, 40 conclusion, 40. I want to produce something that is good and accurate. It might look good at initial. And oftentimes, look at me, when you begin to be like this, you enter into trouble. I enter into many trouble people. But they don't know where you are seen from and what you are handling as a pastor on the tables. They feel, why not? But you know it. And it's better to travel with less baggages. Travel with less baggages. So Jesus Christ told them, he said, you do hair. So that's how Matthew render it. Go back to that Matthew. So you can see. Say, you do hair. That means you are in error. And why are you in error? Not knowing the scriptures. Why? Because scriptures cannot be broken. The only thing that will deliver you from error is knowing. Say knowing. You know, he didn't say for you know the scripture. Knowing the scripture. I mean, your knowing scripture should be progressive. God told me, say, people cannot be quickened by the Spirit. Only God cannot bring any inspiration when there's no scripture in people's heart. You must ask something for them to bring it up. People want to hear God, but there's no enough scripture. There's no enough scripture for them to brood upon. What is on them is TikTok, is pep talk. What is on them is tech talk. That's what people know. It's all celebrity views on matters that they know. Not scripture views that show God's stance on matters or marriage. So there's no way you will not be in error when you are not knowing. Say knowing. Not the way you know some matter 10 years ago, 5 years ago. If you are progressive in scripture, you are having better view. It's not only war. The facts are changing because of pressure. Scripture also become more clearer to you. Because your ground of what you know scripture now or matters. When you stay longer, that scripture will behave differently, more brighter. Because the path of a just man is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. So Jokai was established clearly. So it was very glaring. Jokai established undeniably that they deny. Because they wanted to deny this resurrection. They wanted to deny about things. They thought that they are denying resurrection. But they are denying everything God stands for. Yeah. Because resurrection is of God. Yes, they wanted to deny resurrection. But God introduced marriage. That you have denied the stand of marriage. And it's because of errors. And people that brought this thing, gossip, they call them Sadducees. Say Sadducees. Sadducee. When they approach scripture, they are not approaching scripture to find out what truth says. They are highly opinionated already when they approach scriptures. So they are not ready for scriptural view of truth that will show God's stance on matters. So as we come for marriageable singles in this house, one thing we must give parity again and again to is that scripture is the final authority. It cannot be broken. Scripture must be fulfilled. The Ethiopian went to the temple after he came back from Mount of Transfiguration and they gave him something to read. You open it and read from it. He said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. For it's written up in the very book, I've come to do thy will, O God. Your life, everything about your life should be fulfilling scriptures. You do it, or you are in error, not knowing the scripture. And when you don't know scripture, not the power of God. For in resurrection, they neither marry. No, are given in marriage, but are as the angel of God in heaven. Verse 31.
For thou shalt see the resurrection of the dead, and in the prayer that thou shalt also walk in the world of the dead. I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the
But the Pharisees put salt to salt. They were gathered together. Then, want to go? Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great question. And the second, like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments, hang, say, oh! Say, oh! That everything, every other Lord, isn't it? Every other thing, every other word of the prophet is hang. Everything. Everything about the law. Everything about prophets. Hang. And on these two commandments, hang all the law and all the prophets. There is a place that he referred to these people that said they never marry or give to marry. He called them the children of light. And the law commanded, this is another story, but this story is an extension of that former story. It was, they extended it. So there was a guy that took money. So in this parable, do you ever teach about the children of this world? He said, the children of this world.
Children of this
world. Are wiser. In their generation. So the children of this world have their own generation. That is not different from the children of God's generation. That generation is what they call this war. The children of this war. Or the children of this generation. You must know that God does not calibrate generation by age. God calibrates generation by what informed and shaped the people. John the Baptist looked to Jews that came to him, which have law and prophets. He said, you are generational of vipers. He looked at them and said, you are drustrous generation. What's generation? Generation means that will generate you. So there are children of this war. Because he used that word later. He said, for the children of this war are more wiser in their generation. So what they call this war or that war is that generation. Jesus also was teaching about two classes of generation. You want to know, are you a generation that you are scriptural view and God's stance, which make it to be that world? Or you are a man that you are a fast check generation, which is this world. It is what world you are that fashion you. Because you are going to be fashion. What fashion? You will fashion your mindset, you will fashion your view, fashion your value system, fashion your conclusions, fashion your divinations, fashion your idea. So when Jacob said the children of Israel will marry, but the children of the children of resurrection, and which later he called them in that Luke 16, he called them the children of light. Why did he call them children of light? Because truth is what informed them. So he said it in the book of Psalm, Lord, send your light and your truth. We must be a generation that love light. We must love light. Say that, church. Say, I must love light. And I must allow light to be the determinant of everything about my life. Light is what separates our world. This world and that world is a light. They call them light here apart. Light will put you apart. And you can't have light without scripture. Because scripture are bundle of lights. So light will put you apart. They call it light year. Say, you are light year apart. So when children of this one, when you look at you are not being real. You are not real, you are not factual. And you are talking about this light, you are light year apart. They thought they had light. But their light is darkness. And that's why we cannot use worldly ideology. philosophical thought of this world that shapes men, that forms men. Just like I said it in Romans chapter 12, not be conformed to this world, but what? Be transformed. So you need scripture to transform you. Scripture to transform in the renewing of your mind. So, scriptural views and God's stance on marriage matter. Is shaped by what? Truths. And what is truth? Lights. Light. And light will determine your world. So when you have truth scripture, which goes like, it will shape on your world. Your world is your reality. Your world is your reality. So what Dr. Jock has been teaching is that marriage concept and marriage idea from God is there from this world. What this world says, we are married. God does not see it as marriage. The whole process, the whole thing that is done, that's not. The son of this world, they marry, and I give them marriage. But the sons of resurrection do not marry. Tell me that they don't marry like that. Because when they are married, they are married to the world. What they are really marrying, they are marrying their value. They are marrying their figurehead. They are marrying their lusts. Because there are things that are in the world. That's what they marry. But children of resurrection in their generation, that is not what they marry. Because they are shaped and fashioned by a completely new reality that is light year apart. So you cannot go and listen to a tech lady and come and use it to make informed decision or not to that thing are secret thoughts. Those things that govern that those talk, they are presumptuous things. Those things, they call it error. It's error. Because as the light has not informed, as the scripture has not shaped, they are in error. He said, you hear, not knowing the scripture. So what they give themselves to will shape their world. And sometimes, you can see things, every film writers, crazy people that roll, TikTok, Instagram, TikTok, all of them, those that give them influencer, social influencer, gossip, don't let them shape your mind. If they conform you, let your mind be conformed by scripture. Scripture is not a cake. That no matter realities on earth, don't let them be what determine who we are. Don't buy idea. This children of this world try to paint to you that you are the one that is obsolete. That you are not trendy. You are not classy. My brother, my sister, scripture cannot be broken. They may blow as if they are the one shining now. Things will soon be broken. I can tell you. It's they are building their house on the ground. Trial will come. Flood will rise. It won't stand. Even when they paint it and do marble, you'll be shining. But it's not true to my brother. It won't stand. But God wants us to build to last. And that's what our life will be. I can hear you say a big amen. In the name of Jesus. Can you just respond to the Lord? I want to be innocent. I want to be upright. I want to be innocent. Innocent. Or what the children of this world perpetrate. Cleanse me. My error. I don't want to err at that. Because I don't know it. God help me. Bless me. I submit myself to a tenet of scriptures. I subscribe to what scripture prescribes. I owe myself, Lord. Though they may call my generation Gen Z. Gen Alpha. But I know I'm in the world, but I'm not of this world. I follow scripture views. I hold on to God's stance on every matter so that my future That God said, I know the thought I think towards you, the thought of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and bring you to an expected end. I will end where God wants me to end. My life will not be short circuit. I will not have regrets of my choices and my decisions. Thank you, Father. Honor you, Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.